saying, say, I am. Who God says, I am. You know who he says we are? We are his kids. You know, you are all kids, and you. I know that each one of you has somebody here on earth that loves you, but God loves you. We are God's kids. He loves us so much, so much. Just close your eyes this morning.
I am excited today because Pastor Isaiah has given me something awesome that we're going to talk about that I love talking about. Where's your square? I want to see you in your square. All right. I need everybody to pick this up. Pick this up. Hold it up high if you have your Bible. Because from my understanding, we have a sword drill that goes on. And you know what? This is... I'll just remind you of something. I didn't go over the rules, all right, because I don't know them. But I'm pretty sure you guys know the rules. And I will tell you, I will pop a balloon, because when I am talking, I am the only one talking. And I mean business about it, okay? But let's hold up your Bible this morning. I am so excited because we are going to be sharing about the church today, all right? If you have your Bible, I have a few scripture verses, and you aren't going to know what they are, so let me see you. I don't know how you do this. Do you just hold it up like this and get ready? Well, you put it on the floor? Okay, set it on the floor. When I was in church, we used to have to go like this. Set it on the floor then, but it should not be opened if we're getting ready for a sword drill, all right? So my first scripture this morning that I'm going to have somebody look up. I'm waiting till I'm the only one talking. Your Bible should be closed. Is John 15, 4 through 5. John 15, 4 through 5. All right. We got somebody up here. Okay, shh. I think she beat you. So sorry. All right. John 15, 4 through 5. Shh. These scriptures have something to do with what we're talking about today, so you need to listen closely.
Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
All right, thank you so much. What do you get when you were the first one? A piece of candy? All right, grab a piece of candy. Shh. I heard in that verse, did you hear it said, I am the vine? Who was talking in that verse? Jesus is the vine. And who is the branches? We are the branches, all right? I have one more that we're going to do this morning, all right? I have two of them. Close your Bibles really quick. Close your Bibles. Get ready. I need somebody to look up Romans 12, 4 through 5. Romans 12, 4 through 5. Can a boy beat the girls this time? All right, Steve is on it. All right, listen to this one, Romans 12, 4 through 5.
Okay. Oh, it closed.
He had it. It closed really fast. All right. Romans 12, 4 through 5.
Now, to the one who works, wages are not created as a gift, but as an
obligation.
However, to the one who does not work, but faith, a trust God who justifies their ungodly, their faith is created as righteous. David said.
Yep, that's it.
All right, it was talking about works this morning. Does anybody know what it's talking about? Thank you so much, Steve. You can grab something. It's talking about works. My version says, my version says, just as each one of us, one has a body with many members, and these members do not have the same function, so in Christ, We form one body. Each member belongs to all the others. All right? These have a lot of interesting words this morning, and we're going to talk about what it means, because believe it or not, even though it's talking about bodies and works and vines and branches, all of those things are talking about every one of us this morning, all right? And this morning, we are going to answer a question together, all right? We're going to answer a question. You might think you know the answer to this question, but I am guessing that it's going to be very interesting. Some of you might not know. Okay, I think it's the boys talking. I'm going to listen closely, but guys, we took a tornado drill. We don't have much time. I need you to listen this morning. The question we're going to answer today is, what is the church? What is the church? All right? I'm not asking you to tell me. We're going to talk about it this morning, and we're going to answer the question, what is a church? Because it's very interesting what God says the church is, all right? What is the church, and why does it exist? What does it do? Does the church need every one of us? And what happens if everybody actually does their part, all right? Let's pray together before we start, and then we're going to figure out what exactly the church is this morning. Can you bow your heads, and let's honor God with prayer? Lord, I thank you this morning that we get to come together and that we sit in this building here at Good News. God, I ask that you would help each one of us to understand why you established or why you created the church and what that has to do with every one of us. Help us to learn from you, and when we leave, God, I ask that you would help us to be more in love with you than when we came this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. So we have a discussion before we go any further. I'm going to have your team leaders, all right, in your group, your team members, to talk about some things together before we talk about it up here. And let's see if you come to some of the same conclusions that I did. All right, did you guys get all the questions answered? All right. Well, I know you guys were talking about some skills and things that you might have, some talents, and how maybe those could be used at church. And I was going to have, if I was going to have three of you come up here and maybe use a skill, all right, in a short game we're going to play, all right, I need three people, you have to listen to the skill that I'm looking for. I need three people who think that they could draw something that everybody else might be able to guess what they drew, all right? So, I'm going to get three people. I'm going to take TJ right there. I'm going to take the girl in the black shirt with the gold on it. Yes, you have your coat. You might want to leave your coat. All right, leave your coat. Come on up. And I need one more person. I'm going to pick somebody from way over here. I got somebody there, somebody in the middle. I'm going to take the girl in the white and blue stripes. Come on up. Oh, is that Miss Sarah? All right. Okay, Kate Sarah. Now, all three of these people think that they can draw, right? Because I just asked if you can draw. I am going to to make this work, you have to be quiet. I'm going to whisper to them what they're going to draw, okay? You cannot say it out loud. They're all going to draw the same thing. Now, for a minute. And then you're going to guess what they drew, all right? So just a second while I work with them. Hold on a second. All right, they all think they know what they're going to draw. So I'm going to give them what they're going to draw. They're going to do it down here on the floor. You can't guess till they hold it in front of you, okay? Let me see. I'm going to give you this one, you this one, you this one. Get three pieces of paper here. All right, you can't start until I give you a little bit more instruction. So here's one for you. Here's one for this person. Here's one for this person. All right, now here's the deal, though. You all think you can draw. Here's what we're going to do. Let me see. I am going to have you draw with your toes. So you need to take off a shoe, put the pen in your, and you're going to use your toes to draw. So go ahead, take off a shoe. Yeah, you got to put the pen in between your toes and draw. No, you get to do this. All right, you said you could draw. You are going to put the marker in your mouth. You have to draw with your mouth. And you can use your hands. All right? So we're going to wait till you're ready. Tim, can you help him get ready? He needs some help. All right? So we're going to give them all the same amount of time. All right? Get them all the same amount of time. All right? TJ doesn't want to do it. All right. You can go ahead and go back. But hurry up because we need to get going here. So take off a shoe, take off your sock, get the pen, get ready. All right. All right, give him the pen. Got the mark in your mouth? All right. I see our time up here, so I'm going to give them time. Oh, wait, he doesn't know what he's drawing. He doesn't know what he's drawing. We didn't tell him. All right. It's something. Okay, these guys right here are going to go to the very back if I see you out of your square again. Where's your square? On your marks. Get set. Go. All right. Damien? Is this Damien? Matthew, that is not your square. All right. All right. They're drawing. We're going to give them about 20 more seconds. We're not going to give them a lot of time here. But surely they are doing an amazing job. These guys are definitely talented. They are using their skills, right? All right. All right, a few more seconds. Oh, amazing artists here. They said they were good at this. I knew it. I knew that they could do this. All right, 5 more seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, stop. I need all of you guys. First of all, we're gonna have this gentleman over here. All right, they all are drawing something. You're going to have to guess what he drew, all right? Because his thing, I told him, okay, yes. I brought more for next service, too. All right, what did he draw? Okay, well, let's try this. Can you hold yours up? Maybe they'll be able to guess what you drew. All right, kind of hold this one up. How about this one? Okay, I'm not really sure what that is. Miss Kate, Sarah, hold yours up. What did Miss Kate, maybe this, a church. You know what's funny? They were all drawing the same thing. They were all drawing the same thing. You guys can grab something out of the box here for helping me. Leave your drawing right here, and I'm going to explain to you something about the church and what our role in it is, because these guys actually helped us quite a bit. The bottom drawer, I think, right? Grab something out of the bottom drawer, have a seat. Because I've got a little video here that we're going to look at, and it talks about what is the church. You said this is a church, but I got a little video up here, and it might help explain it just a little bit more. It's only like 10 seconds, so you're going to have to watch really close. What is the church?
This is the church, and this is the steeple. Open the... Wait. This is not the church. This is the church. Yeah, did you know that the Bible says that the church is actually not a building? The church is actually people. It's all the people who believe in Jesus Christ as their Savior. In fact, when the church got started, they didn't even have a building. The story of the early church is recorded in the book of Acts. Let's see what the people did in the early church.
So this, even though you said is a church, and we know we're all sitting in the church, the book of Acts in the Bible says that the building you're sitting in, or the building that people think is a church, is not the church. The church is, what did this video just say? The people. You are the church, all right? And what we were talking about here just a minute ago, is how the church works. Because even though it's a lot of these guys up here maybe could draw, they did not use their skill to the best of their ability, did they? They tried to do something that maybe somebody else could have done better because they had a better skill at that, or they did it in the wrong way. And we're going to read about Acts. If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Acts. It's in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, all right? Acts chapter 2. All right, and I have to wear Coach Tim or team member Tim's glasses because I forgot my glasses this morning and I can't read without them. Acts 2, 42 through 47. And I'm going to read it with you because this is what the church is, why God made the church, and what our job, if you're the church, what our job is. Acts 2, 42. It says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods. They gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And I love this last sentence. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. All right? So this is the church. This is what it's talking about. Now that scripture verse might seem a little hard to understand, so I broke it up here, and I'm going to tell you kind of what it means to us, all right? So the church, all right, is people. And in it, it says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and the breaking of bread and to prayer. All right, what is the apostles' teaching? What is that? What are they talking about? Do you know what they're talking about? Huh? The truth? It could be the truth, but what would be something that happens when we get together that might be what you think of as the apostles' teaching? Right here. Oh, he's asking. Anybody know what the apostles' teaching? What do you think it might be? Praying? Well, actually, the apostles, it says prayer later, but this is something different. The apostles' teaching, what do you think it is, Lauren? Doctrine? Well, it could be sometimes doctrine. Hannah? Worship? These are a lot of good guesses. But let me tell you what the apostles' teaching is today. All right? Right now, it's me talking to you. I'm teaching you something that I learned in Scripture and I prayed about and I believe God has for you today. In big church over there with your mom and dad today, Nicholas Peterson is giving the apostles' teaching. He's preaching this morning. Usually Pastor Walt shares, sometimes Pastor Jason. Downstairs in the Wee Kids, there's a whole bunch of different team leaders that are down there and they're giving the teaching. The apostles' teaching is sharing scripture, and the apostles is like the person that has been put in charge or God has given the responsibility to share the good news or the gospel with you, all right? So it says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. You know what that makes me think about? It's point number one in your journal today, all right? And the cool thing is, it is part of our church's process at Good News. Have you ever heard connect, grow, serve, and go? Have anybody ever said that to you before? Or you've heard that, some of us? Here at Good News Church, we believe that the first thing that you need to do is connect with Jesus, all right? We say connect with God in your services. Right now, we're connecting with God through what he has in Scripture together. We're doing the exact same thing that the first church did. We are having the apostles' teaching, but we're connecting with Jesus through Scripture. All right? Isn't that kind of cool? And the cool thing is that here at Good News Church, Pastor Wald and the leadership team says that is one of the most important parts of being here at Good News Church. Connect with God in our services. We're in our kids, up kids 9:30 service, and we are connecting with Jesus together through the Scripture, just like the first church. The second thing that it says in here, it says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship. What is fellowship? What is fellowship? Now, your mom and dad are going to know what this is because they like to do it, but you know what? Kids do fellowship better. What do you think that means, fellowship, right here? What do you think fellowship means? Praying? That's a good guess, but that's not what it is. What do you think fellowship is? It's not praying. It's something else. Fellowship. What do you think it might mean? What? Helping? That's very, very close. In fact, that's part of it. Fellowship, right back here. Is that John or Joe? John, what do you think fellowship means? Helping others? Is that what you said? Yep. You know what? He is very close. You know what fellowship is? It could be helping others, but it's really spending time together with other people that help you grow in your relationship with God. Fellowship. Like on Wednesday nights in our small groups or in your square right here just before we got going, you spent some time in fellowship or talking together about the same thing and kind of encouraging each other. It is a lot like maybe playing carpet ball before the service started. It's maybe having your friends over from church after dinner. Is anybody going out to dinner with another family or some other friends? Or maybe your grandma or your grandpa, you're spending the afternoon doing stuff together? That's fellowship. It's spending time with other people, all right, that believe in the church, that believe like you do and helping them grow. And it's actually, listen to this, it's our second point today, but it's also the second part in how we say people grow here at church. They connect with Jesus in our services, and you know what our next step here at Good News Church is? It's the same thing as in the book of Acts. It is grow in community or fellowship with other people. How many of your moms and dads are in a small group? How many of your moms and dads are in a small group? How many of you come on Wednesday nights and are in a small group? That's growing in community or fellowshipping just like the book of Acts. Isn't it cool how our church is doing the exact same thing as the very first church? When I read it, the Acts, it says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, and two more things, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. All right? To the breaking of bread and to prayer. And it goes on to talk about what that looks like. How many of you heard in here when it said that they also gave everything that they had to one another? Did you hear that? We had a question in your discussion. How many of you thought of something at your house that maybe you don't need and you could give to someone else? How many of you actually thought of something? If you didn't think of something, then you aren't really thinking hard, because I guarantee you that every one of us have things that we don't need, all right? We live in America, and we are very, very blessed. In the Bible, it says all of the believers were together and had everything in common. Everything. That's a big word. You know what that means? That means that everybody noticed how everybody else lived. And if I noticed that somebody else didn't have a coat and I had two, I made sure that they had a coat. Maybe if I noticed that my refrigerator was very full and somebody else's refrigerator was not, I emptied half of my refrigerator so that we had the same amount. Maybe if I noticed that my toy box was very full and somebody else barely had any, I literally would give them half of what I had so that we had everything in common. Do we have everything in common? We don't. We are very, very blessed here in America that we have a lot of stuff. And you know what? Part of the church's responsibility that God said is important is when you're sitting next to each other in fellowship, when you're playing out here, God says this is how you are supposed to look at the person next to you. You look at them and you understand that your job as the church, because remember, you're the church, is to make sure that everybody feels as loved as you do. How many times have you come into the church and you felt very sad because maybe people didn't talk really nice about you? I know this happens because we are all guilty of it. But God says this, if we are the church and he made it this way, he is depending on you to make sure that everybody else that is sitting here feels the same amount of love and knows that they are just as special as you are. Nobody is better than anybody else, no matter what kind of gift or talent you have. And that's one of the things that we were doing this up here. You know what? I have a little short video that I want to show you that talks a little bit more about thinking about these three things and the church. It's about kids and the church.
Hey kids, have you ever thought about why you go to church?
Maybe you go to church because your parents make you.
Or because you get a snack from your kids' church teacher.
Or maybe you go because you have a lot of friends there.
These reasons aren't bad, but there's better reasons why we go to church. Reason number one, to connect to Jesus. You usually don't learn about Jesus in school, so where else do you learn about him?
At church!
And that's important, because the more you know about Jesus,
the more you can connect with him.
Now, let's take a look at what the Bible has to say.
Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
Now this verse isn't talking about growing fruit like apples or oranges. It's talking about us growing as Christians.
And the only way to do that is if you know Jesus and accepted him into your heart.
If you don't have Jesus in your heart yet, talk about it to a parent or teacher.
Reason number two, to connect to other Christians. Did you know you can't be a great Christian all on your own?
That's why being friends with other Christians are really important.
God wants us to love people and honor him with our actions.
And other Christians can help us do that.
They can let us know when we're grumpy and mean or doing something that we shouldn't.
Reason number three, to find and use your gifts.
Did you know God gave each of us gifts? Not gifts like a new toy or a video game.
The gifts he gave us allow us to do certain things really well.
Your gifts can be like singing really well in large group. I have desire to follow Jesus. Maybe I don't have that gift.
Or maybe you're really good at being nice to new kids in your kids' church class.
Or maybe you're really good at making crafts in kids' church.
God gives us these gifts to help others and follow him.
So kids, next time you really don't feel like going to church, think of these three things.
Because going to church is one of the very best ways to becoming a better Christian kid.
All right. So God has allowed us to be the church, and when we come together, we do things to help one another. Everybody can't sing. Everybody can't be the one who's giving the apostles teaching or preaching at the up here. Every one of us can't be good at sports. Every one of us can't be a really outgoing, talkative person. But every one of us has a gift that will help somebody else, and we have to learn to share it. All right? Going to church is an awesome, awesome thing because we help one another grow in Jesus when we're together. That's why we come together. It is fun because we get to fellowship, and it's awesome because we get to learn about the Bible. But it also helps us because, like, if I notice that somebody is sad, my part might be talking to them and praying for them this morning. If I notice that somebody is missing and is not coming, you know what my role might be? To give them a call and find out how they're doing. Maybe they're sick and they need somebody to pray with them. If I notice somebody comes in here and they look completely scared, our job should be to help them feel welcome. All right? We are the church, and God put us together so that all of us learn and grow about God together. All right? We are the church. What is the church? You are. You are. You know what? And I want to just, before our moms come, our day is really short because of our tornado drill, but before our moms and our dads and our grandpas and grandmas, aunts and uncles come, I want to take a moment and I want to pray together, because you know what? So many times, I'll just tell you, even this morning, I noticed somebody was very sad walking in, and nobody went over and talked to this person. But if we're the church and we are here to help each other grow, we need to be paying attention to everybody next to us all the time. I can tell you there are a lot of kids who aren't here today. It is our job, your job, and my job to find out if they're doing okay. A lot of times I pick up the phone. Maybe you're going to see them at school tomorrow and say, hey, I missed you at church. How are you doing? Is there something I can pray with you about? It is our job to help each other grow. And I want to just take some time and pray together, because there are a lot of times when we forget what our job is as the church. And we get to thinking that it's here because we are just here to have fun. But God says our job is to one another. All right? And we need to remember that. We're going to pray together, and I also want you to bow your heads and close your eyes. If there is somebody here this morning and you've maybe never been to church before, or you've never heard that you're the church, or maybe you've never asked Jesus into your heart and you realize that you might be here, but you're really not part of God's church because you've never asked him into your heart before, we're going to pray together, because this opportunity, that last verse in here says that every day the Lord added a number, a new person to the body of believers. You know what? If we are doing our job, then we're going to have the same result as the first church. Every single day, new people learned about Jesus Christ because they were doing what God asked them to. And you know what? Jesus is coming very soon. And there are lots of people that we know that have not yet made that decision to follow Christ. And as the church, we need to let God use us to minister to one another. Some of us might be here right now, and maybe you've never made that decision. There are people in your neighborhoods, maybe people who live in your home, kids that go to your school, that God says, as the church, that's you, I have given you the responsibility to share about the good news of Jesus Christ. You learn about it here when we're together, but it doesn't just stay here. That's like putting something in a box and keeping it to yourself. And Jesus says, no. Your job is to share the good news outside of the church. Here at Good News Church, we connect with Jesus in our services. We grow through community. We serve on a ministry team. A lot of us are doing that here. We serve on teams. There are jobs and things here at church, like picking up the floor when you leave. There are things that we serve in the church. But the fourth part of our process is, listen, go. And go is not keeping all of that stuff that God does when we're together here just to you, because it is not just for you. In fact, your job is to make sure that other people hear about Jesus. All right? And I want to pray with you guys right now. If bow your head, close your eyes. I want you to ask God, what do you need me to do? What part of the church is my job? Maybe who are the people that I know that God has put on your heart or placed in your neighborhood or in your school or in your home that need to hear about Jesus and need to see you acting like Jesus? And maybe if there's somebody even here right now who has not asked Jesus into your heart and you're like, what is this? Jesus loves you. He loves you unconditionally. That means he loves you more than you could ever understand, more than your mom, more than your dad, more than anybody that you've ever met before. And he has you here today because he wants you to know something. You are special to him, and he wants you to be part of the body of believers. This is our family, a church, and he's brought you here because he wants you to be part of his family. We sang that song, Good, Good Father. He is our good, good Father. And he loves you. Let's just pray. God, I thank you for making the church, us as a family together. God, I look at all of these brothers and sisters that I have today. All of these kids here that you are saying are part of my family. God, I ask that you would help me to see what their needs are. God, help me to recognize when I need to stop what I'm doing and pray with somebody. Help me to recognize when I need to say something that encourages somebody because maybe they're sad. Help me to know when I need to quote a scripture verse that will minister to someone's heart. Help me to know when I need to give something that I have to someone else because they need it. Help me to know when I need to smile. God, I ask that every single one of us in this room here would understand that we have a huge responsibility, that we are not here to just have fun. I know you love that we fellowship, but we need to allow ourselves to help one another grow and then to take that news outside of this place. God, if we are one of those people here today that have never asked you to be our Savior or never understood that you are our good, good Father, God, I ask that you would help us to understand that we need to tell you that we are sorry for the things that we've done that are wrong. It's called sin. God, we want to ask you to forgive us for the things that we've done wrong. And say, we want to live our lives serving you as a body of believers, as your children. We recognize that you are our good, good Father and that you love us so much. We thank you for bringing us here together. And God, I ask that you give us boldness to go out into Omaha and to share the good news with others. We love you so much this morning. Just take a moment, guys. I just want you to take a moment. I want you to just tell Jesus that you love him in your own words. I love to just say, God, I love you so much. Just open your mouth and tell him, Jesus, you are my Lord. I love you this morning. God, thank you for allowing me to know you. Thank you for putting me in this place with these other believers. God, we love you. We worship you. You are holy and you are worthy. Thank you for this time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I like to say this. God is good. I'm going to try that again. I'm going to say God is good, and you say all the time. God is good. And all the time. Amen. God is good all the time. I think team member Tim over here.